Hello and welcome back to my FPL channel. I am FPLD and today you're here because I'm up and about. Man United are through to the worst, probably, Europa League final we're ever going to see between the horrible Manchester United and the horrible Tottenham Hotspur. But look, honestly, if Arsenal can't win a trophy, one of us can, and we are going to the final in 2 weeks' time, so I'm up and about, and you are here for my Game Week 36 team selection. Yes, the triple captain is active. We're going to be talking through all the captaincy options, as well as the best moves, covering how I went in Game Week 35, and hopefully another green arrow ahead for Game Week 36. Without further ado, smash a like on the video, leave a comment with what you're doing this week, who you're captaining, which moves you are making, let me know, and what moves I should be making, who I should be using my triple captaincy on, and let's jump straight into it. So the people have been asking, and I have done a little bit of a comparison here to see who actually is the best person to get rid of. Now, Marmoush has Southampton away this week, and look, everyone's seen it, and we're going to talk about it very shortly, but Erling Haaland is back fit. He was back on the bench in Game Week 35, and does this affect Marmoush? Does it even affect Kevin De Bruyne? I don't have the answers because I'm not Pep, but we all know the history of the Pep. And the Pep history is Pep Roulette. And look, it would make a lot of sense if some of these players are benched, because obviously they've got an FA Cup final, they've got the Bournemouth game, they're still wanting to lock in that top five spot. Maybe Marmoush is the player that exits your team. Or maybe it's Isak. Now, it's ridiculous. When you look at the stats from Isak this season, all you have to do is look how many points he's got this season. 207 points. Like, he's scored the most points this season in FPL from the forward position. He's got an XG of 0.69 per 90, an XA of 0.12 per 90. He's scored 23 goals, 6 assists, and he's whacked up a massive 36 bonus points. That dude is a machine. We saw last week, he gets a penalty, he's on penalties, gets 3 points. I mean, surely we can't sell him, but I think I am. I'm actively thinking about selling Isak this week, potentially for Wood or Cunha. Or maybe he's the one that goes to Haaland. I'm not sure. Then we've got Marmoush, who I would argue has been quite disappointing. He has racked up 10 points bonus over his time at Man City since he was bought in January. But he's only scored 62 points in that time. He's only got an XG of 0.43, an XA of 0.13. He's only scored 6 goals and 1 assist. 3 of them came in one game. So outside of that, he's been, relatively speaking, quite a disappointing asset to own. So for that reason, I feel like a Marmoush to Haaland transfer, if you've got the funds like I do, and I've got exactly 7.4 million in the bank, I mean, it's fate, right? Like, it's just an easy decision, right, to sell Marmoush to Haaland. Let me know what you think. Should I just do it and hope that the Haaland starts? So the Game Week 36 pun is definitely one Erling Haaland. And look, he's been injured for quite a bit of time now. He's been out for, I think, 4 or 5 games. No, he's been out since Game Week 30. So, yeah, 5 games he's missed in the Premier League. The dude still racked up 171 points, and he's admitted himself he's had a very average season. He's still whacked in 21 goals. He's still whacked in 21 goals during his games, 3 assists. He's got an XG of 0.75, which just blows every other forward out of the water. It's not even a close contest. An XA of 0.06, but you don't have him for the assist. Ironically, I thought he might have had more bonus, but he's only actually had 26 bonus points from that 171 points. I suppose it makes a little bit of sense. Isak's got 36, he's got 207, so I suppose it adds up. So this is what Haaland came out and said. This is via Rob Dawson of ESPN, and I read this when I was watching the Man United game. I was like, oh, hold on, should we just make the transfer right now? I haven't, because obviously there was no immediate price rises. I didn't need to do it. But I'm definitely looking at it, and this is what he basically said. It was horribly injured, but what can you do, he said. You have to recover as quickly as you can and to come back as fit as you can. Now I'm back with loads of energy. I'm feeling good and moving good, and I'm ready. I'm feeling good and moving good, and I'm ready. If the player is coming out and saying that, that's basically saying, I want to start against Southampton, and I want to score 4 goals. And I want people to play their triple captaincy on me. That's what it's telling me. Honestly, after I read that, I was like, if Pep comes out today and says anything positive, Haaland's in, and I may well just play my triple captaincy on the man, the Norwegian cyborg. There's a reason why he's good, and he has got the capacity to go absolutely ham, even with his first game back. What better game to come back to than Southampton away? It's just brilliant. It's written in the stars, right? So the 36 FDR, we're going to cover it really quickly. And obviously, as I said, I've just done that because of the fact that Manchester City are playing Southampton and there are a lot of good assets to target in that game. It's a week before they play in the FA Cup final, so it's hard to see too much rotation, but we know what Pep is like. So for that reason, I think there actually will be rotation, and it may well be the popular assets that people are buying. Like, I think Kevin De Bruyne is probably up there as the most transferred in Man City player this week, probably followed by Guardiola and Ruben at this point in time. Now, if we get news that Haaland is fit, I think that that's going to drastically change and Haaland's going to shoot up the rankings. People are going to be taking minus hits. I don't have to take a minus hit to get him in. I've got two free transfers, as I said, 7.4 million in the bank, so I'm quite happy with how that's looking at the moment. The other fixtures to target here are Brentford, and at the moment, I still am looking at a Brian and Mbeumo triple captaincy in that fixture. The dude has just been beaten up. He's only had one blank against the promoted teams this season, and every other time he's played one, he's scored well over 10 points. So for that reason, he has to be in the category. Bowen obviously has Man United, who are definitely going to be on a high. And look, I don't know how to read the Tottenham versus Man United games this weekend. They're both into the final. Are they going to be having hangovers? Are they going to be mass rotation? I'm not sure. It's still a little bit further away. Maybe we don't see too much rotation because both those next fixtures are on Friday and then maybe they want to keep some sort of momentum, but I can't say that with any great clarity. And obviously, you just want to be avoiding Arsenal in general. They've got two horrible weeks to note there, and Newcastle's fixtures are not good the next 2 weeks as well, which is why I think Isak will be quite a popular transfer out between now and the deadline. Obviously, Nottingham Forest, we have to talk about them. They do have data that's just dropped off a cliff, but they do have Leicester at home, and I mean, surely they get back up to winning ways and get back into the Champions League race based off this game, and then West Ham away the following week. So the system managers with table bonus, honestly, I'm not going to waste any time here. Just don't go anywhere near them. If you're on the assistant manager chip this week, you want to be playing on Pep Guardiola versus Southampton, or you want to be playing it on Nuno against Leicester at home. The two most logical answers, the two most almost guaranteed wins, you would think. If you're going to pick any of these ones, realistically, it's McKenna against Brentford. I wouldn't even bother looking at the other two. Rusker's got no chance against Pep. Van Nistelrooy's got no chance against Nuno, barring a Jamie Vardy miracle. So for that reason, don't play it on any of these ones. They are the table bonus managers, but they're not for me this week. So my final plugs for game week 36. Will there be most rotation this week? And will the goals continue to fly? Now, this is what happens at this time of the season. Teams are a bit tired. Defenders can't be bothered as much. There's not so much riding on the fixtures. And guess what happens normally? The goals go flying in. So that's why not many people want to be making defensive transfers, because the goals aren't going to be flying in from defense unless they're own goals. You want to be targeting those players that got those nice fixtures that I've just talked about. They are the ones you want to be targeting. And because a lot of teams at the moment, frankly, if they're already relegated, they probably don't care. They're playing for pride at this point. Really, that's overrated. And then obviously the teams in the middle part of the league, or teams that are in European finals, probably just want to rest. I mean, there's going to be goals this weekend. There's going to be a lot of them as well. Will Forest return to form versus Leicester? And will the Brentford army continue marching on? And will we see the post-European blues? I think we will see post-European blues. I think we'll see rotation. I think we'll see Arsenal just in a bit of a hole, to be honest with you. I can't see them really showing up at Liverpool. Maybe they do. Maybe they proved me wrong. That's just my read on it. Who is the best captaincy shout this week? Is anyone going Wissa? The Wissa is probably the form forward in the game. I've got my vice captaincy on him at the moment, FYI for later in the video. But as I said, if Haaland's fit for Man City, do I just triple captain him and just bring him in? It will be the ultimate differential. We'll either go completely south, and maybe I completely stuff up my chances of top 1K finish, or all of a sudden I eat up about 30 points between now, where I am at the moment at 5,639 and 1K, and all of a sudden I've got 2 weeks with a free hit in order to try and get as far up inside the 1K. It could work brilliantly. It could also go horribly wrong. I just want to hear from Pep. I honestly just want to hear from Pep. The best defenders to buy this week, Milinkovic number one, Aina number two, Williams number three, that Nottingham Forest fixture against Leicester, surely they keep a clean sheet there. Guardiola comes in at number four and Ruben number five. They've got Southampton. I mean, you've got to look at those two teams for defensive chances this week if you are going anywhere near there. Best midfielders to buy, it's still Brian Mbeumo with the flat track bully. He's got to be number one this week. Bowen's still at number two. He's got Man United. I think there's going to be mass rotation there in this game. Alangiri comes in at number three. I think he's going to be brilliant, and I've got him ahead of Gibbs White, even though he's more of a minutes risk. Gibbs White is more prone to a yellow card and doesn't have the ceiling that Alanga does. Alanga can go absolutely ham, and I feel like this is the game he might. Shadow comes in at number four. Again, those two are just, I think both of them are actually going to pop off this week. I just got a feeling. De Bruyne comes in at number five. I'm not so confident on him. If we get news that he starts, he's going to be brilliant and probably should be higher up. But if he's not starting, you don't want to be buying him. It's the same for Savinho. I still think that Savinho hasn't played the last couple of games. I think this is his game to come back into the lineup and the one for Kevin De Bruyne to miss prior to him playing the last three games of the season for Man City. Damsgaard comes in at number seven. Again, that fixture, you just got to play the fixtures right this time of the year. Gibbs White comes in at number eight, and Hudson-Odoi, again playing the fixtures, comes in at number nine. Best forwards to buy, it's Wissa by a country mile, 90-minute man. And he's the most informed forward in the game, four goals in his last four game weeks. Chris the Woody Woodpecker. Hello, he's back, and I'm thinking about ditching Isaac for Wood, FYI. Haaland comes in at number three. Now, if Haaland is fit, we know he's going to start. He jumps to number one. 100%, he jumps in front of the other two. I know he hasn't been playing. I just feel that he's going to return with a bang. You know when players return with a bang? It's like last season when everyone brought Haaland back in towards the back end of the season, and he had been down injured, and guess what? He returned with an absolute bang. So I'm expecting him to do the same here. Watkins comes in at number four. Cunha comes in at number five. And look, maybe I've got Cunha in the wrong spot. And Evan Nilsson comes in at number six, mainly because of the fact that he's got a very nice fixture in game week 38. So how did the team go in game week 35? Well, I got a green arrow. I went from 6,000, whatever it was, up to 5,639 at the end of the game week. Obviously, I've got the triple captain and the free hit to play in two of the last 3 weeks. Free hit, I'm going to be playing in 38, and surely that means I'll hopefully get a green arrow unless the free hit template just goes horribly, and then I'll really wish I did play it in 34. But when I look at the team where I went last week, Raya and goal, disappointing 1 point. I mean, but Barfa Bragan outscored Raya, and we did not expect that to happen at all this season, post him sucking in game week 32 and 34 when I needed him. But it is what it is. Unfortunately, I got that wrong. 2 points were in it. Guardiola, fantastic. 8 points. I mean, he's just been such a good pick, hasn't he, on wildcard in game week 30. There's a reason why he's so high owned. And yeah, look, honestly, if you don't have him, you're missing out on the points. Munoz was disappointing. The fact that they conceded to Forest kind of late on was disappointing. And obviously he got booked again. He loves a yellow card, old Munoz. 1 point, no attacking returns there. Disappointing. Byrne with 2 points. Again, I couldn't really complain. I've got Kukurea and Milinkovic on the bench with 2 points each. I'm not missing out anything there. It didn't really matter. In the midfield, Jacob Murphy was definitely the disappointment. 1 point and 57 minutes. He's going this week. I can't be sitting there worrying about whether he's going to be playing 60 minutes or if he's going to be starting or what he's going to be doing. And the fixtures aren't very kind, and he'd have to be playing really well to get returns. And I think a lot of people, if they still have him, they're either going to be benching him themselves this week or they're going to be selling him. So for that reason, I think he is the one that's going to be making way for me. Brian Mbeumo as captain. 5 points, only one assist when Brentford score 4 goals. Doesn't feel amazing, but again, he didn't blank, so that was good. Salah blanked 2 points, and look, Liverpool weren't really at the races, but I expect them over the next 3 weeks to be, I think he'll be fine the next 3 weeks if you're wondering about whether he can be sold. I don't think it's a good sell. If I'm being brutally honest with you, it could absolutely kill your rank. I don't think it's worth a go. Jared Bowen, 9 pointers. I did strongly consider making him captain last week instead of Mbeumo. I kind of wish I did. Would have been slightly closer to the top 1K, but it is, again, one of those things. It was a very line ball call. I had it very about like 60-40. I went with Mbeumo. I'm not disappointed by it, but Jared Bowen was really good. Marmoush was disappointing. Was playing on the right last week, and I don't know. His XGI for the game was 0.15 or something like that. Not really that good. And honestly, I could see him dropping out if Haaland's fit. And I could also see Savinho coming in, who I think is much better on that right-hand side than what Marmoush showed in this particular game. Isak was god-awful, but Newcastle get a penalty. And what happens when you get a penalty and you score them? You generally get 3 bonus, and that's exactly what happened. Isak went from a horrible game and getting a 2-pointer up to 9 points. That's the danger of getting rid of him, is that Newcastle could easily get a penalty against Chelsea, and then bang, Isak's on a 9-pointer, and you're missing out on that. So that is the caveat to selling him this week. Wiss has been amazing since I bought him back in. 7 points here, scored again, 1 bonus point. If there's a Brentford player I love owning, it's him. And I kind of wish that I kind of had Sade as well last week because he was also amazing. And anyone that had him, congratulations. 14 points it was in the end. Actually, I don't know how he didn't get three bonus. Garnacho actually got three bonus. Sade only got two. I feel like that's a little bit stiff on him. So my current squad versus what I think is the best free hit 36 squad. And look, Leno and Selz are in goal. Selz you would be starting. In terms of the defence, you would be starting Milinkovic, Guavio and Ruben. Munoz and Sessegnon will be on the bench. Maybe you think Sessegnon's going to score. Maybe you could have him on. Or Munoz ditto. But I think you play those three. They're pretty locked, I would say, for clean sheets. In the midfield, it's Alango and Buemo, Salah, Sade and Bowen. I personally think that you probably bench Salah in this particular draft. And then up front, you would have Wissa, Watkins and Haaland. Yes, Haaland's in the lineup along with Salah. That's how good my team value is. That squad actually cost £107.3 million to put together, and I had 0.9 left over in the bank. As you can see, that my team is not too dissimilar from that. And obviously, with two free transfers, the idea would be to get rid of Marmoush for Haaland. And I think that's definitely one that I am looking at, strongly looking at prior to the deadline. And then, as I said, Jacob Murphy is a priority sell for me at this particular point in time. So my updated chip strategy, I just wanted to go back to this. So there we are. We're into the final three game weeks of the season and the triple captain is active in game week 36. And I'm excited because lots of people probably, if they've got chips left, they're either playing their assistant manager this week or they're playing their bench boost. And I've got my triple captain. I just got to hope the bloke I pick it on goes over 11 points. Because if he does, I'm pretty happy because I was going to play the bench boost this week instead of 32 when I did play it, and the triple captain the other way around. So I would have played triple captain 32 and 36. If I played the triple captain and 32, it would have 100% been on Isak, and he got 11 points. So ideally, this week, whoever it ends up being on, whether it's Mbeumo, whether it's Haaland, I need them to get at least 11 points. If they get 11 points, I'm on, and I'm feeling pretty good about life. And realistically, I am still expecting a green arrow this week. Not many people around my rank actually have any chips left, and I've got my triple captain. And then in game week 38, I've got my free hit. So I feel like I'm loaded up and the team looks pretty damn good for game week 37 as well. And I can almost justify taking a hit as well. I could make an extra transfer this week for a minus four. I'm quite excited about it. My first green arrow in a little while last week. In fact, actually the first time in 4 weeks. Hopefully the last 3 weeks is green arrows as well. And we'll just have to wait and see. And I don't know what your aim is. Let me know what your aim is in your league. Are you just trying to beat your mini league or are you trying to get a certain rank? Let me know in the comments. I'm obviously, my aim at the start of the season was to get top 10K. Hopefully I don't stuff it up from here with two chips left. But now the aim is to try and crack that 1K by the end of the season. So my potential transfers for game week 36 with two free transfers. Now, I am probably not going to do Raiders sells. I've tried to work out the benefit of doing a goalkeeper transfer. And if I start for Bruggen or Raya and then sells, like if sells concedes a goal against Leicester, it's going to be a completely wasted transfer. So for that reason, I'm not 100% sold on Forest defence. The more I thought about it, I was actively going to bring in a second Forest defender this week, either be it Selz or Williams. Now I'm looking at just avoiding the defence and goalkeeper department completely. And the other three ones are where I might take a minus four. So Isak to Wood definitely is something I'm thinking about. I might even do Isak to Cunha. It's just a matter of how well I feel about those two players. Obviously, if I bought in Cunha, he'd be versing for Bruggen, which doesn't feel good. Whereas if I bring in Wood, is versus no one that I care about. And realistically, whoever it is, whichever one of these two forwards comes in, I may actually sell them for the Jamie Vardy party in game week 37 as well, FYI. Now, Kevin Sade is in here at the moment, but this could very well be Alanga. I'm not sure which way I'm going to go. I feel like both of them are going to be really good assets. I'm just not sure who's better for the next 2 weeks. I feel like Alanga's better the next 2 weeks because I think that West Ham's defense is probably worse than Fulham's. So for that reason, I think that Alanga would have more chance of returning than Sade in game week 37. But game week 36, I think, is going to be very, very even. I feel like they both could get massive returns this week against Leicester and Ipswich, respectively. Then Marmoush to Haaland just seems like a bit of a no-brainer for me. And that's a transfer that I'm definitely looking to do if Pep gives us good news tonight. So my game week 36 bench ratings, this is what we've got. Guavio, Ruben, Forest defence, Collins, Munoz, Dean, Konza, Sessegnon, Robinson, O'Brien, Mikalenko, Arsenal defence, and then Liverpool defence. I wouldn't be going anywhere near those expensive defenders from those two teams. They're playing each other, and I expect them both to score. Midfielders, it's Mbeumo, Bowen, Forrest mid, Savinho, De Bruyne. Yes, I've got Savinho in front of De Bruyne, because if he starts, he's going to outscore De Bruyne. Salah, Rodgers, Palmer, Jacob Murphy, Barnes, Gordon, Bournemouth mids, Fernandes, and Saka. Forwards, it's Haaland at the top. If he's fit and available, he's 100% the best forward to be playing this week. I think, I don't care how much he costs. He might not be value for money, but I think he's going to be the best. Wissa comes in at a very close number two. Wood, Watkins, Marmoush, Cunha, Isak, Jackson, Vardy, Mateta, Jackson again, Jorgen Strand Larsen, and Welbeck. This is the big decision, right? The triple captaincy is active. And look, honestly, I could bring any one of these players in. So I don't own Haaland at the moment. I don't own Chris Wood at the moment. I don't own Kevin De Bruyne, but I could easily bring all three of them in if I thought that they were the best option for captaincy this week and my triple captaincy. Now, Haaland, for me, if he's fit and he's going to play at least 60 minutes, could easily score a hat-trick against Southampton in 60 minutes. Like, let's be honest, he could easily do it, no problems at all. Marmoush, I've got far less confidence in, just because of the fact I think he's been very disappointing in general. Jarrod Bowen, again, he looks really good, really fantastic. Against Manchester United, who, look, they just don't look that good in general in the Premier League. And I feel like Jarrod Bowen, I feel like West Ham definitely score at Old Trafford because they're going to be on a bit of a hangover. And I think Jarrod Bowen's going to be involved. So for that reason, he was a very good captaincy shout last week. I think he's a great captaincy shout again this week. Brian Mbeumo, though, and Wissa are the flat track bullies, and they are playing Ipswich. And Ipswich love attacking. They love going toe-to-toe, which will suit Brentford to a T. They have Brentford make amazing chances that are hard to miss. And they love going down the right. If you check out Meekrat on X, he basically just said, you know, the places where Ipswich concede, centre-forward, where Wissa's playing, and the right wing, where Mbeumo is playing. You would expect both of these assets to be absolutely massive in this game, which was why, at the moment, I've got my triple captaincy on Brian Mbeumo. Now, Salah, he might be motivated to get his records and break his records, and just to show Arsenal that he is the Egyptian king, so he's always an option. Christian Woody Woodpecker scored twice and got 13 points against Leicester the first time round. I wouldn't back against him to do the same thing again this time, so for that reason, he also has to come into the debate. And then Kevin De Bruyne got 11 points last week, and we know that he's got a massive haul in his locker, but the only problem I've got with him, again, a bit like Marmoush and Haaland, is the minutes risk and rotation risk, and we all know Pep loves a bit of roulette. So on to my team selection for game week 36. And I'm actually starting Verbruggen in goals away at Wolves. I think that fixture on paper with the way Wolves play, hopefully Verbruggen gets a couple of save points. I'm not expecting him to keep a clean sheet. I just think he'll keep more saves than Raya. So for that reason, Raya's on the bench, Verbruggen's in goal. Then I'm quite happy with my defense this week. Gwarvyal away at Southampton, an amazing fixture. It's the number one on the green fixture ticker. Then we got Munoz away at Tottenham. Again, it's away at Spurs, but I just think that Spurs are probably going to be worried about that Europa League more than anything else. And Palace, probably this will be a good hit out before they play in the FA Cup final. Milinkovic, again, Leicester at home. Surely they keep a clean sheet. His attacking data has definitely dropped off, but I'm still very excited to have Milinkovic in the team. I think he's going to be great. That means that Dan Byrne and Kukurea are on the bench now. Maybe I should have Kukurea in front of Dan Byrne. I just don't think that either of them I'm going to need. So for that reason, I haven't really paid that much attention to it. And I think Dan Byrne's probably got a better head than Kukurea. That's pretty much what it comes down to there. In the midfield, it is Brian Mbeumo as the triple captain at the moment. He is playing Ipswich away, and as I said, his record against promoted teams this year, other than that one blank against Leicester, is just unbelievable rating. And if I get any kind of return like that, I'll be an exceptionally happy man. At the moment, Salah is obviously there with Arsenal at home, not the best fixture on paper, which is why I'm not captaining him. Jarrod Bowen's got Man United away, and the one concern I've got here is Jacob Murphy against Chelsea, which is why I just want to get rid of him. Like, I think that he's got a better fixture on paper than Clivert at home to Aston Villa. Ideally, I don't want to play either of them, which is why it makes so much sense to transfer one of them out of my team. And I think that's just what I'm going to probably do. And then in the forward line, In the forward line, we've got Wissa, vice captain. I'm going to see if I add that out later. Probably not going to. I'm just doing this all genuinely. So Wissa, obviously vice captain, again away against Ipswich. 4 goals in his last 4 games. He has been unbelievably good. I expect him to return here again, just with the way that Brentford play and the way that I think they're going to go. Isak, Chelsea at home, he looks incredible, right? Like, I just think that he's going to be absolutely fantastic. Marmoush against Southampton is also in there. I'm just not sure about those two. I feel like Wood and Haaland would look a lot better with even a Langer and a Shada instead of a Murphy and a -4, and then my triple captaincy's in there covering the -4. I feel like that could be such a differential lineup as well, and it could even make me bolt rank, or it could absolutely kill me. It's going to be one way or the other. Let me know what you think I should do in the comments. I am really intrigued to know. And again, sometimes I make stuff up on these videos, but I like to keep them as genuine and real as humanly possible. So onto my Game Week 36 deadline decisions, and look, Game Week 36 and beyond navigation. As I said, I have the free hit that I am playing in Game Week 38. So for that reason, I'm just dead-ending my team between now and then, right? And that's why I want to take a -4 and use 3 potential transfers this week to make my team differential. I want the chance to go further up in the rankings. Even if it means I run the risk of falling out of the top 10K, I'd rather risk it for the biscuit than sit there and be boring. I haven't been boring all season long, and I don't intend on starting now. As I said, free hits lock 38, dead ending in there. And remember, every week from this week onwards is worth 33% of the rest of your season. So be bold, have fun, don't hold back, don't have regrets at the end of the season. Just do what you think is right for your team. That's all I can say. I'm going to preach that to the end. Just have fun. Have fun. Assets to target. Targeting teams that have amazing fixtures is definitely the play. The Brentford boys with their form, including Sade and Mbeumo, Wissa, even Collins, even Flecken, all have amazing fixtures between now and the run-in at the end of Game Week 38. And they're chasing Europe. So for that reason, I think Brentford are a great team to look up on. And they look like they're in good form and they're scoring lots of goals. Some low-end differentials, as we saw last week, went massive. Can the same thing happen again in Game Week 36? I'm hoping so. Whoever I bring in for Murphy, Alanga or Sade, are going to be great assets. And I just hope that they go big again this week. That is the plan. Chip strategy in Game Week 36 to 38. If you have bench boost, play it this week. You got to worry about having too many players getting rest or whatever. If you've got an FA Cup to worry about next weekend as well, this is the week to play your bench boost. This is also, I think, the week to play your triple captain, unless you want to play it on a Salah or a Saka in Game Week 38. If you've got your free hit, you can play your free hit this week, but I think the best week, as like I'm doing, is Game Week 38. If you've got the assistant manager left, play it this week. It lasts 3 weeks. If you don't play it this week, you will lose a week of it because you can't play it past 38. The season's done. So if you've got the assistant manager chip, make sure you activate it on the manager you actually want as well, because otherwise it's going to cost you a -4 in order to move it, or your free transfer for the week in order to move it. So make sure you've done that if you're on the assistant manager. Remember, now is the time to go differential to the template crowd. Get rid of the template crowd, I reckon. Go for it. Go for lever. Go home. Go hard. Have fun. And again, lastly, who are you captaining this week? And triple captain, let me know who I should triple captain in the comments. Is there a name I haven't thought of? And which transfers should I make? I need your help. So please get in there and help me out. So that brings us to the end of my Game Week 36 team selection. My triple captain is active. You'll have to join me tomorrow in the deadline stream to find out who the hell I'm going to play it on, because honestly, I've got no idea at this moment in time, but I am hoping potentially that it comes in big and I get a big monster score and I feel pretty happy about life. I mean, ideally, whoever I pick it, a hat trick or 2 goals and an assist or something like that would be amazing. An absolute monster score would be nice, considering a lot of people played it early in the season on Salah when he got 29 points over that game week, and some people played on Barnes when he got 26 or 27. So ideally, I'd love a massive score. 4 goals from a midfielder, Brian Mbeumo. It can be done. We've seen Palmer do it this season. Can he do it as well? I'm not sure. Join me for the deadline stream tomorrow. The FPL Have a Beer will be joining me for it. So someone new onto the channel, which I'm very excited about. So we're going to have a bit of fun. We're going to have a couple of beers and we're going to sit there and basically answer all your questions. So make sure you drop in tomorrow. We will be live from, 11:30 a.m. UK time. I'll see you then. If you made it all the way through to the end, smash a like on the video, subscribe if you haven't already done so. And I have been FPL D Unit.